Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
That is Mortal Man. I don't know. I like this guy. I do. Also like this next one, Jan Vermeulen. He's not bad at all. He is editor at My Broadband. Jan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for asking. So, I've got so many movies I want to download. When am I getting my first 10 gigabytes?
Yeah, good luck also using that for downloading movies.
Oh.
You'll maybe get 5 done, and then it's over. But yes, it's an interesting announcement that's come out in the last week that government is busy working on a plan to provide effectively an internet grant of 10 gigabytes per household per month. So yeah, for anybody who was wondering what joke Howard and I are making, that's where it comes from.
Right. So is it realistic? Like, what is this all about? How does it happen? How does it work? What does it mean?
I guess it can be done, but it's not as simple as declaring it, right?
Okay.
There's a whole bunch of mechanics and technical things that need to be put in place for this to work, for the system to not be defrauded, and then, of course, to fund it. So in parliamentary questions, the minister did say last year that she, or earlier this year, that she's approached National Treasury for money to launch an internet fund, effectively, a broadband fund. And it sounds effectively like a kind of broadband grant system. So the money is getting in place, but those are some of the questions that need to be asked. Is this going to be funded straight out of the fiscus? Is it going to be taxpayer funded? Or are you going to push the responsibility onto the mobile network operators, which I don't think that's going to work out well. I think that if they have now gone the approach of approaching Treasury for money, that's the correct approach, and it's the one that's going to have the least amount of resistance. But trying to push it down on the mobile network operators will just cause them to kick back. And also that then makes it that instead of it being a taxpayer funded initiative, it then becomes funded by the customers of the mobile networks themselves.
Yeah, Jan, is there...
Sorry.
No, carry on and then I'll ask you after.
Yeah, sure. Then the last mechanical thing that needs to be thought of is how do people get their hands on the 10 gigs? Mm. Is there going to be a voucher system similar to the social grants? Because the minister said every household, regardless of income level, rich or poor, will get this free data. But how will that work exactly? Because the government owns most of Telkom, right?
Mm.
Now, but they can't just run this through Telkom and say you get your free data through Telkom, because then Vodacom, MTN, Cell C and Rain are going to balk. They're going to say that's anti-competitive and they'll
Absolutely.
Be right.
Yes.
And so you've got to somehow build a system that allows people to claim their 10 gigs from whichever network they want. But now you're also saddled with a problem that 10 gigs doesn't cost the same on all networks. So what kind of deal is government going to make with the networks for these 10 gigs? Technical nitty-gritties that need to be sorted out too.
Was this thought through?
Probably at an extremely high level, but at some stage, you know, you've got to also kind of respect that you've got to just do something. And so as long as they've thought through the money aspect, as long as they've thought through the budgeting, and maybe had some at least high-level discussions with the mobile network operators on how much this would cost, and to make sure they've got the money for it, then that's fine. The technical stuff you can hash out, but if you haven't thought through how you're going to fund this thing, then it's just air. Then it's just a bunch of political promises made in an election year.
Yeah, which is very, very concerning. So, but here's the thing: I understand why water costs money. I understand why electricity costs money. Well, kind of. Electricity is one of also those magical things. Like when it goes off, I think it's never coming back because I don't understand how we got electricity in the first place or what it is. But to some extent, does data cost money to produce? In other words, if every household, I understand an infrastructure that is required around it, but is there a cost, actual cost to data?
No, not in the classic sense of, you know, of cost of sales, like of a storefront, you know, that buys something and then resells it, right? So data is quite similar to water. It's actually interesting to think of them in the same way. So firstly, there's the infrastructure that you talked about. Water needs pipes and dams and all kinds of other supporting infrastructure to work, right? And so it's very much a similar thing with data. You need, if you're talking about cellular, you need towers, you need spectrum, you need antennas on those towers, you need fiber connecting from the towers into the core network and so on and so forth. Then of course there's the human cost, right? None of this infrastructure is built by ghosts or fairies. It's built by human beings that draw salaries. And so that also has an impact on cost. And so there are costs to providing it, but it's not like Vodacom buys 5 gigs of data and then resells it for you at a profit. Much like water, the business model has to be thought through a little more carefully, right? Water doesn't come to you in kiloliters, but that's how we built for it. Water comes in a stream. And you get to open a tap whenever you want, draw a glass, you know, put your Carenza in there in the morning or whatever, and it's just there, right? And ultimately, I guess the plan is for data to function in very much the same way, you know, that you basically just open a tap and it's there when you want it, and you know, that it behaves like a utility, and it's kind of at that point already, except that, you know, you need contracts and stuff in place for that to happen. But if you understand water, then I think you can understand data. It's very similar principles. You don't get, while we are sold effectively buckets of water, that's not how water is produced. And it's the same thing with data.
Right. So the cost, I mean, there is a tremendous cost to the infrastructure, and it has to be managed. It has to be managed in terms of how every household gets 10 gigs and then it's limited to 10 gigs, and on what basis they're getting 10 gigs. And how do you even define a household?
It becomes impossible, doesn't it? So the one thing that the minister has done that simplifies the thing tremendously is to say everybody gets it. Right. So now you don't have to do like means testing or all kinds of other finicky stuff. Every household gets it. But now you add the tricky layer of how do you make sure that mother, father, you know, son, daughter don't all go and claim 10 gigs and then the household ends up with 40 gigs. So how do you link a individual to a household? So that's one thing that needs to be thought through. But by saying that every single South African household gets 10 gigs free, that does drastically simplify the allocations. And, you know, in a way, it also gives, you know, I think government can bank on the fact that most affluent households won't bother. Because folks who live in the cities and have the money generally don't worry about caps anymore. They've got uncapped fiber now.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
And so the 10 gigs is, you know, maybe that's something that the household might claim to give to the children for school related stuff. But in terms of, you know, the actual household internet, wealthier households just don't need caps anymore.
And it's likely that those costs will continue to come down as well, surely. I mean, if we look at what we paid today versus what we would have paid for unlimited internet a couple of years ago, it's significantly different.
Exactly. And that brings up another interesting point regarding the cost of this to government. Now, so if you go to a mobile network right now and you try to buy 10 gigs of data, you're going to pay anything from, you know, 100 Rand to say 200 Rand, right? Which is actually, if you compare that over the last 10 years, that is a huge decrease in the cost of data over the past 10 years. But the bottom line is that government now gets to go to the mobile network operators and negotiate extremely preferential rates for this data. Because if the mobile network operators can bank on on providing an X amount of data every month, and they're able to see exactly where that data is going to be used on their networks. That allows them to what they call dimension their networks. That basically means making sure they've got sufficient capacity in different areas. Effectively, it's like going on an extremely long-term contract for a whole lot of data, right? And that gives the government quite a lot of buying power. And so it should be able to get this data for much, much cheaper than if we were to each go and buy that 10 gigs ourselves.
Very, very interesting. But we are out of time. It is almost 9 o'clock. Jan van Meulen, editor at My Broadband, thank you as always.